brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we have got a show that I'm so excited about. And I had announced a few days ago that Lord Monckton was going to be here in studio. But then I got so busy this morning, I forgot. And then there's Lord Monckton walking around in the office. Really interesting person and has quite a presence in person. So he's here and he's with us in studio in the second hour. But I thought about, why don't we just get him in here a half hour early so we have an hour and a half with him? I think that's really important to do. But he's back there checking email and doing news research. So we're going to have him with us. And then Max Kaiser in the third hour. He's been here in the United States the last few weeks, normally over in France. Obviously, it's going to be a great day to have him on because of the Facebook pump and dump, but also the meltdown taking place in Europe that we've all predicted here with precision. So that is coming up today. Last week, Aaron comes to me and he goes, I'm doing the nightly news tonight. I've done research. The CIA is behind it. They're going to pump and dump $100 billion and sucker the Facebook people that know nothing about the stock market. Because the big analyst groups are saying there's nothing there but advertising. There aren't products like Google and others have, or even Microsoft, or look at Apple, products galore and innovative, even though they're made at Foxconn by slaves and they have suicide nets. The point is that it's not based in tangibles. Way overvalued. And then now they're claiming the problem in early trading is what caused this. They probably did that on purpose so they could always say that was the problem. And it's massively down, huge pump and dump. We're going to have Max Kaiser on about that. In fact, Max was coming on about the Euro meltdown, but will you email Max so he knows? Well, he'll be up on the pump and dump. I don't even know if that's his opinion. It's a pump and dump, but it is a pump and dump. So, and he's a former top stockbroker with George Soros' son and people. So he can certainly give us the inside scoop on all of those things that are taking place. Obviously, there is massive news at Infowars.com. We are going to be, I'm a little bit flummoxed because all of a sudden I go, what is this? There's a bunch of people in the studio. Like 1 minute before I go live or 2 minutes before I go live. And I run out there and it's Lord Monckton and Associates. And I was admonished for not curtsying properly. Actually, that's a joke. You did make a joke about that, though. And kind of got me off track, but in a good way. We're launching the new social network today, and I'll tell you about that on the other side. And we've been beta testing it quietly to people that are members of InfoWars Insider, that are members of the free email. You can sign up on the side of InfoWars.com to that. And it's already got, I don't know, like 10,000 people or something on it without us even promoting it. We just sent it out to some email folks that are members and some PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And it's in beta. And it's where you can post your photos, your videos, what you're into, what you like, groups you can join, whether you want to meet people to go hunting or training for defense or looking for people, you know, to go out for a date. We have a Liberty Lovers section there because last time we had a little social network that got like 30-something thousand members and crashed. It was just a little plug-in, and I ran into so many people on the street that met each other and have children from it. And they're like, I'm like, wow, the Tinker Toy social network that we just did on a lark that crashed after about 6 months and couldn't be revived because it wasn't built to handle that, did that. Wow, this is going to be great. So it's a free-for-all. Just no porn, no calls for violence, no hacking stuff because they'll try to use that to shut the site down. But we have our DMCA files, so it's third-party stuff. We get contacted for violations and stuff. It's not our fault. We just take it down. We've hired a couple moderators to be able to handle that. So it's been a big investment here. And so thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the sponsors, buying the great Pro Pure water filters at InfoWars.com and getting discounts, buying the books, the videos, the InfoWars team, high-quality products as well. Tragedy and Hope's in, basically out of print. The guy that's got a limited edition of them is, well, he's battling cancer right now. My point is that this book's basically out of print, very hard to get. We have a discount at InfoWars.com, a free citizen rule book. And it's the book The Globalists Do Not Want You to Read, Harold Quigley, beautiful hardcover, available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase helps build this media operation. Stay with us. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg calls Facebook users dumb bleepers. He says, these people trust me. They're so stupid. Just like that movie, Face in the Crowd. That's exactly what the system thinks of the population. And I hate con artists. I hate people that prey on good, innocent people and think it's cool and think it's funny. And I told you last week, actually Aaron Dykes came to me like last Monday. He said, you got to cover this. It's CIA. And all these people are involved. Well, you remember he came on air and talked about it. And I brought up the fact that I ran into the president of Facebook, the guy that started Napster, at a party with Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. And Aaron's like, you're kidding. Is this the photo? And I go, yeah, that's Parker. He goes, you didn't know he's Bilderberg? And I'm like, no. I just saw him run around for like 3 hours in a crazed fashion, no kidding, at a party. Like he was souped up on something. But I looked in his eyes. He looked like he was on drugs. The point is... And then Aaron's like, no, that's exactly what they say he acts like. That's what the movie about him says he's like. But my point is that Aaron said they're going to pump and dump. And if people don't know what a pump and dump is, you hype up a stock, get all of the people that aren't savvy involved in it, you dump it behind the scenes, and then leave everybody holding the bag. And obviously, it wasn't worth $100 billion at its initial offering. obviously all these little Facebookians ran in to get involved in it, and it is just plunging right now. Plunging, plunging, plunging. And the media is acting like it's funny and it's cute. Just like Corzine stealing millions and refusing to give it back and being caught, lying to Congress and nobody gets in trouble. This is a group of crooks. People will say, well, why are you on Facebook then? Well, listeners created more than 50 Facebook accounts. One guy had more than 20. He gave them to us. One of them has like 300,000 likes. Another has 200,000 likes, people following it. And we've used it as a beachhead to inject our videos, our articles, our information. You know, our article last week about him being a scammer is up on our Facebook. So that's like saying, why are you on a battlefield when the enemy is on the battlefield? I mean, that's moronic. That's where the war is taking place. That's where the fight is happening. And so we're on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. That's a total State Department CIA front. Just look it up. I told you that before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. Google was founded by CIA. I told you that 7-8 years ago with witnesses and experts. Gave you the names. It's now commonplace knowledge. I'm not bragging. It's just you better listen to what we say here. Because about 99% of the time, it's stunningly accurate. Sometimes I listen to rebroadcasts and just get something totally wrong. Because when you're talking for 3 hours every day, your mind gets stuff twisted around the axle. That happens to everybody, but we try to tell the truth. We try to be accurate. We try to get it right. We try to give you piercing, in-depth analysis with facts. The system tries to dumb it all down as a feedback loop to dumb down society. So a full hour with Max Keiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up in about 20 minutes. You do not want to miss that. All of that said, we meant to launch the social network a year ago, got busy with other commitments with the nightly news, getting that launched, all the other things we're doing, hiring reporters, beefing up the staff, trying to get the sponsors, be able to pay for everything. We've successfully gotten up to that level, thanks to your support. Certainly not to mine. The sales guys are always, you're not plugging the sponsors. They've paid for this. You've got to get this done. Even though I love the sponsors, I just get so busy covering the news. But the point is that we're building this media operation in the face of the globalist. They might shut us down tomorrow. It might be in 10 years. We might beat them. Today is the rest of our lives. We can change our destinies today if we take action. Your destiny, your fate is in your hands. We are not pathetic little spectators that can be defeated. But it's interesting that all of the problems we've had, all the preparation, because it's got a lot of nice features, but it's also elegant and simple in ways, our new social network, planetinfowars.com, it is very beefy so that it can handle millions of people using it as we scale it up. So we are officially launching it here today in the midst of the big CIA globalist, Silicon Valley mafia, Bilderberg group. Literally, there's like four Bilderberg group guys in Facebook. We are launching this not as a challenge to it. It's obviously not going to get 200 million people on it. If it gets a million, I'll be absolutely happy. It's that it's a place for those of us that love liberty to organize and get together. Talk show host, other websites. I was on ManCow's show this morning, invited him to come set up the ManCow army there. Doesn't matter who it is. It's there for you to build your own group, your own site, your own area, and to point at your own websites, your radio shows, your TV shows, whatever you're doing, or folks to create fan sites for people they think are doing a good job. It's there to meet people to go mountain climbing or go hiking. It's there to meet people who are into guns or into manufacturing, or there are people that want to promote businesses. It's there for people that want to meet and go target shooting for your military reenactment, militia, whatever the case is. It's all there. But again, no porn. You put people with bikinis on your website. Hey, that's fine with me. Nothing wrong with God's creations. But I don't want porn. I don't want calls to violence. We're not going to have stalking on there. We're not going to have, people defaming little guys. You want to attack big people? That's your site. We're going to have a pretty light hand to this when it comes to I don't know the word you'd use. It's not It's not censor, but it's protect the site. And I'm training the people on basically it being pretty Wild West, but we're going to follow all the laws and everything. And it's under DMCA, so people make, you know, claims on the material, and then it'll be taken down. But plus, we don't host anything on the site. Your photos, everything are linked in. Your videos are linked in. So we're not going to have a lot of issues with that. The point is, I'm kind of getting into technical matters that don't matter. We are launching it. Please help us get it out to everybody. Please email your email. Please Twitter it. Please Facebook it. I wonder if we've even sent out on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. In fact, I'm going to go to our Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, and I'm going to see if we've even Twittered this out. Because we're so busy just getting this stuff built that the question is, have we even... Yes, we've Twittered it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Yes, yes, good. I usually do the Twittering, but I forget sometimes. And they, I'd say about half the Twitters are mine, or a little bit more. But the tweets that are sent out, you see like an article from Prison Planet, it's Watson. And yes, Watson has sent it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Connect, create, organize with powerful new social networking hub. And this is a place, you know, if you go on Facebook, the big sites, they leave alone, but it's been documented. You go on Facebook and you say, the queen is a pig, I hate her, you know, Jubilee. Whether somebody agrees with that or doesn't agree with that, it's your free speech. Facebook takes it down. Or you go on there and say, George Bush is a piece of filth for launching these wars, or Obama is a piece of garbage for carbon taxes. They take your site down. YouTube is censoring more. Google is censoring people that have blogs with them for very mild stuff. I mean, this is happening. There's also a video posted on our Twitter, I notice, a 3.5-minute video where I break down the site as well. So I just want to encourage everybody, when we come back from break, I'll play that video, to go to planetinfowars.com and organize. You've got a group in your town fighting fluoride? Go in there and say, you know, the name of your town, you know, Cornville, Missouri. Let's get fluoride out of our water. Create a group, network, and as more people get in there, you're going to find others that are doing it in your area. We should create a local media area, things that we found that work. We should create a micro FM, people that have 1 watt, you know, little transmitters that cover a half mile or their neighborhood. People put those up. It doesn't interfere with the AM and FMs if you do it on an area that's open, and then put up signs around your neighborhood where, you know, restream shows, do your own show. Play music, whatever, and then people start tuning into that. We should have an area about Access TV, my experiences, some tips, those of you that have done that, how folks can do it. Do it. Turn it loose. Do a micro FM area. Do an Access TV area. Do a local newspaper area. If you've already done it, teach people how to do a local newspaper that you can just print up on a computer and hand out to your neighbors, and maybe put a sponsor on it or something, you know, a couple $100 a week to put one out just in the neighborhood. That's how big things start. You've got to take that first action. Turn it loose. Create the groups. Create the areas. Write articles on the site. Then people can vote them up to the front page. We're going to start having our moderators go over articles that look powerful. Have an area at the bottom of InfoWars. We're going to start having some boxes down there so I can point to the bottom, which is actually one of the best areas on the website for people to go find stuff. We're going to have a box that has a feed of what people are saying at planetinfowars.com. We're going to be adding more and more to planetinfowars.com. So check out planetinfowars.com. That's weird. They got me on two screens. Oh, yeah. Pumpkinhead on two screens. Help us. Help us. I wonder how Lord Monckton feels when he met me out there in person finally, and he's in the presence of hillbilly royalty. Alex Jones, royal hillbilly. Anyways, back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. PlanetInfoWars.com. And we've hired one of the moderators. She's going to be introducing you to her soon. She's going to be doing twice a week at least, and we plan to start having it every day. It'll be like a live feed down the road where she sits there at a table and, you know, takes your calls. And then, you know, comments almost like that show they have, Washington Journal on C-SPAN, where you sit there and talk about what's going on. PlanetInfoWars.com is going to have twice a week news that's just on PlanetInfoWars.com about the site, about what people are doing. This is about empowering you. This is about turning the power of the people loose. It's PlanetInfoWars.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Is now publicly saying they're probably going to exit the euro. We've got that news. Max Kaiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up after this break. We have also got this great image that popped up on the internet. Drone hunting permit. Hunting methods allowed all. No expiration. No bag limit. Emergency issue. American citizens only. If you want to see it, it's at the bottom right-hand corner of InfoWars.com right now. You can also link through there and see the video that we're about to play here in a moment that breaks down some of the features and things at planetinfowars.com. By the way, national polls come out routinely. Over 70% of Americans are now pro-Second Amendment. It was 50-50 back in the 70s under the brainwashing. It was over 70% were pro-abortion in the 80s. There's a new Gallup poll out. And this is with even mainline adults. It's even higher with young people. Only 41% now support abortion. So the numbers have more than reversed. And it's over 75% with people under the age of 20. And the last poll I saw, this one is on a wide spectrum of adults. So be sure and check that out. Pro-choice Americans at record low. It's not a choice. It's killing a child. I know a lot of you get really offended about this, but it's eugenics. You've been sold how great this is. It's an anti-human program. Okay, and I'm sorry. That's where it came from. Look it up. You can debate whether it's the right or not, you know, in your worldview. But let's just be honest about where this came from. Now they're saying kill grandma. Bill Gates says. Look it up. If you don't believe me, just say Bill Gates endorses death panels. Look up Planned Parenthood and eugenics. Look up how they say kill people up to age 3 now, these top professors. This is real. This is happening. This is going on. But the point is, more and more, despite all the globalist propaganda, people are waking up. We're going to go to the audio for radio listeners and the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of the promo rollout of PlanetInfoWars.com show. Again, if you want to see that presentation, it is available at InfoWars.com, and it goes through some of the features, and it pretty much announces and launches the website and tells you why we have it. So that is up at planetinfowars.com if you want to see that video and hear that audio where I rally the troops to take action against the globalist. But again, Lord Monckton is coming up in the next segment, and we're going to get into authoritarianism. Its main push is under the rubric of environmentalism, not real environmental issues, but carbon taxes, globalism. Carbon dioxide is evil. Carbon dioxide is bad. Carbon dioxide has got to be stopped. Carbon dioxide is evil. We've got to have home inspections. We've got to have green police. We've got to have spy satellites and drones watching the farmers. You can't build a barn. Hay is a toxic pollutant. Shut down the coal plants. It's post-industrial. It's war being waged against this country. Do you remember the announcements that were made about how the coastlines were going to be by the year 2010 underwater and polar bears can't swim? My son went to a homeschool private school, Christian school, 2 days a week. Nice people there. But because they're accredited, it had Michelle Obama loves you, she tells you what food to eat, your little pamphlets, and polar bears can't swim, help save the polar bears, you know, do a class project on that. I mean, polar bears are the greatest land swimming animal. They've been recorded swimming up to 300 miles. They hunt on the ice floes, but they play this ignorance game and show people ice floes and say, look at them, they're going to die, the babies on the ice floe. They're hunting whales and seals on them. Okay? They go out and get on the ice packs in the floes and then later get back off and go back to the mainland. That's where they go out and hunt. But they sit there and do that. And meanwhile, this is distracting from all the real issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big broadcast lined up. Lord Monckton straight ahead. PlanetInfoWars.com. Please help us get it out to everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. All who love liberty are welcome. All that serve tyranny will be defeated. It's now out in the open. World government is here. It's in our face. A corporate fascist system surveilling us. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all promote the New World Order. They attend Bilderberg. They've turned the internet into a giant illegal spying operation, with Google admitting that they're basically an NSA-CIA front. But despite all of that, their little propaganda stunts like Kony 2012 have been blowing up in their face because we have people power. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. Whatever the case is, this is a place for people who love freedom. And that's why I have created PlanetInfoWars.com as a vehicle for you to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. This is your tool, your website. And I want to invite all the other alternative media to come in to PlanetInfoWars.com and to synergistically meet and turn loose your potential. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. But I was so busy with my radio show, the documentaries, all of it, that I never did it properly. We launched a small little plug-in social network. It got more than 40,000 members in just a few months and basically crashed. And then I never revisited the subject until the last year. And I went out to a public event, a UFC fight. Joe Rogan invited me to it in Austin. And two different couples came up to me and said, man, we wish you'd set up a social network again. Where did it go? And I said, oh, it was just some little free program. It couldn't handle all the traffic. And in both cases, at that same evening, they said, we met four different people, two couples, on your little plug-in site at InfoWars.com. And we now have children. And since then, it's happened a couple other times. So I realized a social network is important so people who love freedom can get together. That's what Liberty Lovers is going to be all about, a session we've created at PlanetInfoWars.com. Whether you live in a small town or a big city, you can reach out to people in your area so that we can win the future away from Obama and Mitt Romney and all these globalists that try to give us all these fake choices. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and surveil you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free. PlanetInfoWars.com is powered by you. We're going to have our articles up there. We'll have video feeds and stuff up there. But this is all about you getting together and organizing the resistance against the New World Order. Ron Paul's been great, but he himself has said this is simply a focal point for people that are already awake. Well, this is Ron Paul 2.0. This is Alex Jones 3.0. This is humanity 4.0 to the power of infinity. This is about taking action. This is about turning humanity loose. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. And the rally point is PlanetInfoWars.com. And we are back on this 23rd day. It is a Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. Now, for the next hour and 25 minutes or so, Lord Christopher Monk is going to be in studio with us. We're going to him in just a moment. But here's some of the new headlines out. There's a new term out there. And no, it's not Charlie Sheen saying winning. This is losing. The new term is not suckered or scammed. It's zuckered. After the founder and guy that called his users dumb effers, well, he is in a lot of trouble, obviously, as the pump and dump gets exposed. We told you last week it had all the hallmarks of a pump and dump. If you don't know what a pump and dump is, they get a bunch of suckers who aren't savvy in the stock market casino in there, sell it for a lot more than it's worth. And why should those doing it care? Because they're just going to profit either way and be able to sell it off. And that's what's already happening. Morgan Stanley is under review for it. NASDAQ would have pulled stock. Again, they're calling it Zuckered, Massachusetts. The state is subpoenaing. Investors are suing. Insiders got greedy. They knew the jig was up, that the site was already starting to decline, having problems. Even Zuckerberg sold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he doesn't go to jail, remember Martha Stewart? She sold almost nothing in her stock and was routinely doing it. Didn't do anything wrong. I've reviewed it. Had a lot of experts on. She went to prison because the big corrupt people on Wall Street, the insider cronies, most of them like Goldman Sachs funding the global warming movement, they're above the law. MF Global head Corzine, billions disappear, wires it to London, lies and says he didn't, comes out in Congress, he did. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange head comes out and says no, he was in the meetings, he did order it. Doesn't get in trouble. If Zuckerberg does not get in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. The fact that he sold the day it went public, that is insider trading up one side and down the other. What an arrogant person. Even if he thinks his users are dumb effers, as he said, for trusting him, why would he say that in an interview? These people are arrogant. I've been at parties with the president of Facebook a few months ago when the head of Smashing Pumpkins took me to a big party at South by Southwest. Al Gore had been in town, but he wasn't at the meeting. at the party, and some of these guys are running around. The point is, they are very arrogant. I was taken back by how arrogant and on power trips they are. And pride goeth before a fall, and this is incredible. If Martha Stewart went to prison, then Zuckerberg's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. I mean, most of the experts were saying this stock was going to tank. But he was up there hyping, saying it was a good first release of the stock. It was great. This looks like and has all the earmarks of textbook insider trading. But again, they like to burn somebody like Martha Stewart. The average person thinks she's rich when she's nothing compared to these billionaire scammers. And then meanwhile, the billionaire scammers are always pushing in Wall Street for higher taxes because they get that money through banker bailouts. They're the ones right across the line pushing carbon taxes. It was Ken Lay of Enron came up with that. Then they blame capitalism for what they've done and say bring in socialism to fix it when they've impoverished the country via their environmentalist dictatorship. It's amazing. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, the very same banksters that set up the euro to consolidate power are now posing as the saviors as they imploded. Greece is mulling euro exit, all Goldman Sachs run. Most of the debt's not theirs. It's owned by the big mega banks and derivatives. Eurozone nations told to prep for Greek departure. Told you that was coming last year. In Europe, time for big B, only there's no plan and no time. Market slump ahead of the key EU summit. I'll be confronting the Bilderberg Group next week live from Chantilly, Virginia. Be sure and join us each day for that. I'll be hosting from the road. We've got Lord Christopher Monckton here with us, and he was just going to be on for an hour, but he got here early, which is great. And so we're going to have him a little bit in this hour. But since he's here, I'm going to spring something on him. But I know he's written and talked about this and advised Margaret Thatcher, you know, on a lot of issues. He can speak on any of this because he's part of the UK Independence Party, one of its founders and Bennett's head as well, about what's happening with the euro, how it fits into this larger tyranny, how it's driving the move towards global governance. And then we'll segue in the next hour into the big view of where we are on the chessboard now with the forces of authoritarianism, age old, reinventing themselves under the rubric of saviors of the earth, vanquishing evil carbon dioxide that plants respirate from and then put forth oxygen in the carbon life cycle on this planet. While ignoring all the real environmental problems, we're going to cover the entire waterfront with a strategic speech and breakdown in my questions coming up in the next hour. But now, with Lord Monckton here in studio, I want to get a briefing from him because he's over in England. He's been on this with members of the European Parliament, which is, of course, just ceremonial, but still able to use it as a bully pulpit. And Nigel Farage, who has survived the suspicious plane crash to bring us this information. He's been in there excoriating these criminals, and they are criminals. All of this, he can give us the crow's nest view from inside what's happening and what this means to the rest of the world. Because if the euro falls before they're ready to leverage it into their New World Order, this could damage this whole New World Order much worse than the Copenhagen documents. I mean, again, we have this idea that they're invincible and we can't defeat them. That's not true. History shows that when the good take the field, the dragons can and will be slayed. Now, Lord Christopher Monckton, the chief policy advisor to the Science of Public Policy Institute, special advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who was anti-New World Order, spoke out against Bilderberg. Monckton is a widely recognized expert on climate sensitivity. He, of course, has given key lectures at Cambridge University. He heads up the biggest website exposing scientifically their fraud. He's been proven right at a ridiculous level, almost psychic in how he guesses their next move and exposes them. And he joins us here today. Lord Monckton, great to have you.
Well, Alex, it's a real joy to be here and meet you in studio for the first time.
I tell you, it is great to have you here in person. And I notice you have your crucifix around your neck to ward off Al Gore.
I'm going to tell you why I'm wearing this. This is my David Cameron crucifix. Now, David Cameron is the allegedly conservative, but in fact, I think it's fair to say, largely socialist, Prime Minister of the UK. And he has applied to our new European masters, because Britain's Parliament has no more power to take decisions for itself, even on little things. It has applied to Europe, to these bureaucrats who now govern us, who are not elected by anyone. He's asked them for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes in public in Britain. And you can imagine that the churches don't like this.
Wait a minute, I saw that and didn't even make an issue out of it. That's how conditioned I've gotten. Hold on, you just said banning wearing crucifix. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Oh, it's way beyond 1984. And the extraordinary thing was that apart from a little bit in the newspapers at the time, it all went very quiet thereafter. Quietly now, his lawyers are in there applying to the European dictatorship for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes. Now, you can wear a turban, you can wear a hijab, you can wear a kefir, but you can't wear a crucifix.
I'm going to start wearing one. I mean, that's... The only jewelry that I'm attracted to is a small silver crucifix. I'm going to get one.
And I'm going to tell you the story of this one, because I was at a climate change meeting in San Diego, and I was giving a speech there. 500 people turned up from all over the San Diego area. This is California. Even there, there are people sensible enough to know that this global warming rubbish isn't all it's cracked up to be. On the way in, I was shaking people by the hand as they came in, and one of them was wearing this very fine crucifix. And I congratulated him on wearing it and being proud to do so. And I said, I told him the story about David Cameron applying to our European bosses to have this banned in Britain. And I said I was going to go straight back to the UK, get myself a crucifix and put it on round my neck and wear it everywhere, however embarrassing that might be for those I was doing business with or whatever, because it's necessary that we should not allow this sort of stamping out of religion.
But I liked it when I saw it.
It's very nice. And anyway, so he very kindly at the end of the meeting, he said that was a great speech, and he said, I think you should have this crucifix. Because you're going to wear it, it'll do some good, and you'll spread the message better that way than I ever can. And he was really kind. He put it round my neck, and it's been there ever since.
That's it. I'm getting a little silver one. I like the little silver one.
That's it, yeah.
I know both my daughters, I gave them both a crucifix. But, I mean, you can make the joke here, but it's not a joke. I mean, we know these people are psychic vampires. They hate freedom. They want to suck it out of society. They are parasites, but maybe they are vampires. I'm being sarcastic, but...
Well, I think what has happened is that the governing class has become dangerously arrogant and dangerously remote from the ordinary people. Now, in Europe, this is particularly severe because we are no longer a democracy. We are governed by an oligarchy. We're governed by about 30 commissars. That's the official German name for the commissioners of the European Union, who have dug us into the enormous financial mess, which I think we should now move on to. And what is happening here is that the governing class of the world thought it could get away with a treaty at Copenhagen, which would have created an all-powerful world government, unelected by anyone. No mention in the 186 pages of that treaty draft of election, democracy, ballot, or vote. They were going to try that on. They tried to set up the euro, not as a currency, but as an instrument of grim, socialistic, political centralization. And what is happening is that on the climate project and on the euro project, they have failed. These people who are arrogant enough to think that they know better than we the people do, they are failing. They've failed catastrophically with the global warming scare. Everybody now knows that they oversold that one, and indeed it's now official. Because in 2008, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the cheerleaders for the global warming movement, said that all right, there'd be no warming for 10 years at that time, but that was too short a period. But if the lack of warming continued for another 5 years, then that would prove the models wrong. And we've had no more warming in that following 5 years. It's now been 15 years, perhaps even 20 on some measure.
I saw the German government last week came out and said that global warming has stopped.
Yeah.
But they're trying to declare victory in a bizarre way.
Yes, I mean, they're trying to pretend that this is because they built a few windmills. Well, that's not going to make any difference. Fact is, the amount of carbon dioxide being emitted to atmosphere is rising, and rising at an ever more rapid rate as places like China industrialize. And they're not going to just do this with windmills. How far is that going to get?
Well, thank God. Thank God, because from all the scientists I've had on, if carbon dioxide's been 10, 20, 30 times higher, they admit this is one of the lowest levels of carbon dioxide in planetary history. I think we should have factories producing more of it.
Well, that's what power stations are, of course. And China knows that if it's going to compete economically with the West, because it's still the per capita income in China is tiny because they're running this ghastly communized, centralized economy where once again the governing class thinks it knows best and the people struggle under this. They've gone for these windmills, which are sort of fashion statement, really, but three quarters of the windmills in China aren't actually turning. They're just there to make it look as though China is doing something about this. What you want to know, if you want to know what China's doing, you go to the annual statistical communique of the People's Republic of China, issued from Peking once a year. And they tell you then what they're going to do. And the great thing about a dictatorship is that when they publish a communique, say, we're going to do this, this, and this over the next 5, 10, 15 years, then that is what they're going to do. And they have said they're going to build one or two new coal-fired power stations every week from now for the foreseeable future.
And we can't have any here.
No. They're here.
We're shutting them down.
There are more than 150 projects for new coal-fired power stations on hold here in the United States at the moment, because while you have got the Manchurian candidate in the White House, he's not going to allow any of these things to be built. And so what is happening is that industries, one by one, are having to move.
$20 billion of our taxpayer money paid to move General Motors to China, and now China said they bought up our biggest movie theater company, and they're buying up media, and they said to influence our media.
Yes.
This is sedition and treason by our criminal government. It's been hijacked by globalists. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back. Be sure and write it down and check it out and get it out to everybody. We are facing total tyranny, just like our ancestors have over and over again. We're going to get his take on the collapse of the EU straight ahead, and then a whole hour on the environmental tyrants.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you are watching us on PrismPlanet.tv, you can see Lord Monckton's website on screen and scienceandpublicpolicy.org. You can also see the Daily Mail. It's also on the BBC. Minister in legal battle to stop Christians being able to wear a cross at work. We'll show PrismPlanet.tv viewers via document cam a shot of that. There it is. Government's legal fight against the right to wear a cross at work brings accusations it's sidelining Christianity. And then here's another article. Ministers in legal battle just to stop wearing them, period. So that's how it always is. Take your cross down. Take your Christmas tree down, which is Germanic. It's not even really Christian. But we're going to put up menorahs. We're going to put up Muslim stuff, Buddhist stuff. And I'm not offended by any of that. Why are our crosses so bad? And again, it's about we're going to tell you what we're going to do. And there is outrage at move towards banning Christian crosses from workplace.
And remember what happened when Poland tried to ban crucifixes in school classrooms.
That's what the Soviets tried. That was the final straw.
That was what triggered, finally, the breaking free of Poland from the communist bloc. That was just one thing too far. And sometimes it is these apparently little things that indicate to the ordinary people that their government simply doesn't care about them at all.
Well, I think the TSA is a breaking point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that wakes people up. And you're beginning to see this now because the Catholic Church, the bishops, unfortunately, in England and Wales, are way to the left. And they tend to go along with all this sort of stuff. They've gone along, for instance, with they've had to close down all their Catholic adoption agencies in Britain because the government came along, the socialist government, Tony Blair, and said, you can't operate an adoption agency unless you will send children for adoption to homosexual couples. And they said, but homosexuality is against our religion. People who come to a Catholic adoption agency do not expect to find...
Well, they're now saying that here, and they're saying you're going to pay for abortions and you're going to hire non-Christians.
But here you have proper bishops. Cardinal Dolan and all the bishops here and some 20 Catholic organizations have got together.
They're suing.
They're suing the pants off the Obama administration, and they're saying, don't you tread any further on our religious freedom, which is guaranteed under, is it the First or First Amendment of the...
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment
of religion.
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
I have it here. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the free exercise of religion, surely...
Show us that evil document.
Here we are. This is your founding father's intention for your country. This is your birthright. This is your constitution. I wear it close to my heart. I bring it out where somebody else might bring out a weapon, because it is a weapon. This
is
a weapon of freedom.
And it's based off the Magna Carta.
Absolutely. It goes right back to Magna Carta. And the rights that you have under this constitution, you must not lose them. We have lost them. Do you know, we no longer have the right of habeas corpus. We no longer have the right to not to be imprisoned without trial. That has been taken away from us. That was
Obama has the NDAA. He says he'll do that now.
That was guaranteed even before Magna Carta. In Magna Carta, it's there over and over again. Nemo imprisonator, rather dog Latin. Nobody shall be imprisoned except by a due process of law. Now, in Britain, the secret police, and we have a secret police now. It was founded by the Labour government in 1998. They were first called the National Crime Squad, then the Serious Organized Crime Agency. Now they're about to be called just the Crime Agency. These people totally out of control, utterly unreal.
Yeah, it starts with terror, and next it's everything.
That's right. They then, you know, they've
raided members of Parliament. They're spying on them.
I'm going to give you a story.
Stay there. We're back in 1 minute. Short segment coming up, then long segment. Get into the tyranny of the euro taking over England, and then we'll get into the global warming people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.